Let's see how golden life is in Golden, Colorado. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Jeff. I'm doing fine. I would like to just do a quick pitch. My wife and I are also taking Bio Superfood and Allicin C, and I just want you to know that it's really, for all of us out here in America and even in Canada, knowing the different kinds of foods, and I put that in quotations, that we are sold at most of the grocery stores. I just walked into Home Depot, and I had to pick up, this past weekend. And, you know, there's just an entire aisle of poisons, and one of the poisons is Roundup. And we'd be gone, can smell all this stuff because it's outgassing.
You walk down that aisle, you're getting dosed, friends.
Yeah, you're getting dosed. That's exactly correct.
Oh, yeah. And I stay away from that aisle. I don't go down that aisle.
Trust me, I don't go down hardly at all, but I had to get something. I forget what it was. But anyway.
You get there sometimes. I get it.
So, but one of the things that I really appreciate is that Bio Superfood and Allicin C are food that are doing positive things for one's body and mind.
Well, thank you.
And awesome. Then spirit, because you've got to have body, mind, and spirit in combination. And with this very poisoned world that we're living in, it's really important that we all eat as organically as possible, if not 100%. That we choose all of those vegetables that are grown in dark soil and not phosphate fertilizer soil, and certainly not all the factory farmed soils. And I think this is, you can check it out, but I think in 1949, a plate of spinach now takes, I think it's 72 plates of spinach, according to the latest tests. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. To equal the same micronutrient value. I mean, so you
72
you can imagine
plates
72
now
plates of spinach
of
in
spinach
2025. Yeah. To equal
compared
one plate
to,
of spinach.
What was it?
Well, one 19, plate of spinach back in 1949. That's correct.
Oh, my. 75 years ago, one plate. Now 75 plates are required to duplicate the nutrition input. Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah. It's because
that's
everything
amazing.
Is factory farm now. You have to understand that everything gets sprayed, everything gets dosed in the soil
and on top of the soil. What's in the soil that can go into the plant to bring nutrition to us? Next to nothing.
That's
except
right.
What's dumped there in bags and liquids, liquid
that's
chemicals,
right.
Liquid fertilizers, bags.
Yeah.
Come on. All of us people, we are being poisoned. Our lives are being shortened. There's no question about it. And Frosty, in saying that, I did not, and you know I don't do that. Frosty did that on his own, and he's correct. Bio Superfood will give you, in each little green capsule, over 15,000 different nutrients than you're likely to get. Some of them you never see in your entire life if you eat the Great American Diet. And Bio Superfood is a giant. The other giant, I look at them equally, is Allicin C. Allicin C is food. It's part of the garlic plant, and it will kill most every viral and bacterial, natural viral and bacterial antigen that you run into. It'll kill them. But if it's a synthetic, that's a different story. But anyway, the two are essential, and I really thank you for saying that, my friend. That was very kind.
And you're most
welcome.
True.
It's all true. Yeah.
And for those of you who appreciate, C60 power, that's right there alongside that, the mitochondria in your body.
Yeah.
Those are the warp drive of your cells, and you want to keep them at their highest efficiency. I mean, You all go back, and you all, almost everyone listening to this broadcast has seen Star Trek, whether back in the 60s or, the Next Generation Star Trek, and certainly all the movies, and I loved it, Data. He was one of the great Star Trek members. And one of the things that, when you say that mitochondria are the warp drive If you want yourself to be able to go on, go to warp 9, which is like 9 times the speed of light, then you get on C60 power, and that's really going to amp up and essentially like a supercharger. And that's what you want. I mean, airplanes, they go up in the 25, 30,000 feet. They have to have superchargers in order to get enough oxygen to have the combustion that makes it efficient, yeah. And sure. That makes them powered up. So anyone that's looking for that kind of nutrient power, that the mitochondria, again, they're the warp drive of your entire cells, every cell in your body, and you want them working at maximum efficiency. So give yourself a boost, and I think you'll be
that's
very happy
spike,
with that.
The spike goes after that and disables mitochondrial function to a large degree. So you have no energy, and you wonder, what the hell's wrong with me? You've been spiked in most cases. That's a fact.
You know, also, and I'll just give another. I mean, for those of you who don't know, I'm a former cardiac catheterization medical technician, and when I did that job for 2 years, Butterworth Hospital, Grand Rapids, Michigan, it was right after I got out of the Army, and I was a medical officer while I was in the Army. So I worked with a lot of doctors, and I was working out at the gym on Saturday, and I was lifting weights, and there was a guy who was probably 55, 60, and he was sitting on one of the benches, and he had an oxygen little tank with him, and he had a little, probably a 30-pound pot belly, and he had the oxygen up in his nose there and around his ears and locked it in. And so I said, you know what, Tech, I'm going to go over there and talk to him. And so I went over there and I said, how would you like to make your red blood cells more efficient? And he said, I'm all ears. And so at that point, I could tell he was open. And so I said, well, there's 3 things that you can do to get off that oxygen tank. And he says, I'm really all ears. And I said, well, number one, instead of like Coumadin, which is a Drainol for your blood or for your arteries, natokinase, N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E.
Natokinase, actually.
Natokinase. That's it, exactly. Ahead. It's a natural blood thinner. And then I said, the other thing you can do is to enhance your blood's ability to function is to lose probably that little pot on your stomach there. I call it a food belly, because what happens when you have excess weight, it aggregates the red blood cells. In other words, they clump together, and when they clump together, they go through the arteries and they can't give off the oxygen efficiently, because the oil, the triglycerides, the oil that surround and clump those cells together doesn't efficiently let them feed the cells, take on the carbon dioxide and give off the oxygen, and then take on the food waste, and then give food to those cells. And so you're always tired, and that's why people who are obese and or fat, if you're 10 pounds overweight or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 pounds overweight, 100 pounds overweight, you have really turned your entire body into a sluggish and slogging. The blood's just slogging through the system. Right. And so I said, whatever you do, just take 500 calories, just shorten, don't eat 500 calories a night. And then 500 calories times 7 days, you lose a pound in 7 days, because a calorie is worth 3,500, a pound is worth 3,500 calories. And he said, oh, my gosh, and I said, that will get you there. So the natokinase will, thin out your blood and give you much more efficiency. And I said, then there's a number of really good nutrients that you can plug into that. And like garlic, certainly ginkgo biloba.
Well, there's the allicin C. When you're talking about garlic, you're talking about allicin, which is what the garlic plant makes to defend itself.
Right.
It's a two-part product that the plant actually puts together and makes allicin with two different substances, and that's a great defender. Natokinase is often known for its cardiovascular benefits, as Frosty's suggesting here. He's right. It is thought by many it could help dissolve blood clots, although not necessarily amyloid blood clots from the shots, but blood clots in general. It may. I don't know. It improves blood flow, right?
Yep.
Reduces the risk of heart disease, strokes, and other conditions that are related to clotting. So nattokinase is a real big one. There's another one that is often sold with nattokinase. It's called serapeptase. Serapeptase.
Yep.
Sometimes you can find them as nattosera. That's the name on the label. Nattosera. Serapeptase, it's an enzyme. It breaks down proteins. And it is thought that it breaks down the spike protein. All right?
Yep.
So I take natto and sera every day. And the problem is, and we discussed this on the program long ago, if you break down a spike protein, what happens to the pieces? Do they become incompetent and they're just floating around pieces of a protein? Or do they somehow reconstitute themselves and become a brand new baby? Think about it. A baby version of a spike protein. And if you break one into 100, do you have 100 more? That's another one that people are arguing about. Nobody knows for sure. But anyhow, I do take nattokinase and serapeptase. I get them together. You can get them. You'll find it as natto-sera, S-E-R-R-A. So just a thought.
Well, and also just the other thing that I also included in my little pep talk to him was to get on the Sinatra Solution. And the Sinatra Solution is a $15 book, and it actually supercharges your heart. And as you get older, you really want your heart to have the most efficiency, and you want to give it the right nutrients. And all these people that are, you know, getting all the blood pressure medicine, all the other stuff that's going with it, and chemicals and so forth. The Sinatra Solution was by a doctor, Stephen Sinatra, a 30-year cardiologist, and he also was a CNS, a certified nutrition specialist. And he put together about seven nutrient systems that you can feed your heart every day, and it'll lower your blood pressure right down to normal. In fact, one of my neighbors, I helped her out. She's got hypertension. Uh-huh. She was having a real hard time, and now she's back down to 120 over 80, and she's just so happy. She's so happy that she talked to me about it. But I've saved a lot of people's lives over at the rec center, because they're all struggling to get their weight down, or they're struggling with AFib, and the Sinatra Solution will absolutely cure your AFib. And anyway, it's a book well worth your while if you're having heart condition problems, high blood pressure, fibromyalgia, a congenital heart disease, or if even it's so good that people that are waiting for a heart transplant get on the Sinatra Solution and say they have to wait 3 or 4 or 5 months to get that heart transplant, and they're on the Sinatra Solution during that period. They then are ready for the heart transplant, and the doctor goes in there and says, "You don't need a heart transplant. Your heart's working just fine." And that's been documented.
I remember when that guy came out with that book a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago, and it's been updated. So those four things you can do, and it's really powerful, natural solutions to your circulation system and to your everything. And I keep thinking at some point Sandy's going to have some breakthrough herself, mental clarity and the mitochondrial function with the C60 power.
Oh,
so
let me, you know. Thank you for mentioning C60 power. In fact, tomorrow night, I think it's tomorrow night.
Yep.
Yeah, Kenneth Schwartz will be on again tomorrow night. He's the emeritus owner of the company. So C60 power, that's the one. You'll see the banner on the homepage. Now, mitochondria, there is only one. First of all, let me back up. CoQ10. Great for the heart. Great. CoQ10.
Yeah, and ubiquinol CoQ10 is what you really want to go after.
That's the one. Yep. That's the best
one. It's highly absorbable.
Yeah,
I've got Sandy on that for sure.
Good. And the other thing that not too many people know about, and it's the only thing that actually will get into the cell and give the mitochondria a big push. It really does. And it's called Mito, M-I-T-O-Q, just the letter Q after it, Mito-Q, Mito-Q. And I take that every day. Mitochondria, Mito, short for mitochondria, and Q, CoQ10. So it's a great combination. That's something you might consider as well, Mito-Q. It's the only thing that is proven to literally jumpstart or push start or improve the function of the mitochondria at the cellular level, and it works. It's the only one. It's just a thought.
Well, I'm glad I kind of jumped into that because I think everybody in the United States enjoys health and their own personal health until they don't.
That's it.
And unfortunately for America, certainly baby boomers, about 70% of baby boomers are overweight and horribly overweight. I mean, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 pounds. And I see them at the gym, and it's amazing. It affects every kind of level because in Evergreen, Colorado, where I work out, it's just 5 miles from my house, there's some pretty wealthy people there and a lot of wealthy guys. I mean, it's a, you know, $2 and $3 million homes and all that. And you can live at a $2 to $3 or $1 million home or whatever. But if you don't have your health, you're in poverty. And I see them every day. They try to do, you know, 10 sit-ups on the sit-up machine. Well, I do 50. Don't even think about it. In fact, most of them I do 100, but because I like to keep a core strength. And doing sit-ups, I do the sit-ups on the crunch machine, then I do them on the slab at 45 degrees, and then I also do the Roman, where I pull my knees up and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then these poor guys, and even the women, are just struggling. So it doesn't make any difference how much money I have or what your accomplishments are. It's what kind of physical health can you walk and can you swim and can you ride a bicycle and can you go hiking and can you enjoy a normal blood pressure? Those are the gifts of life that are worth $2 and $3 million, much more than a Mercedes or certainly.
You're not going to take any
Porsche.
Of it with you.
And you ain't, and folks, you there is no hearse with a trailer on it, you know, going off to the final, you know, touchdown. But anyway, you can really, and I can say this: the guy I was talking to with the oxygen and his nose, his wife was about 5 or 6 feet away, and I didn't know it at the time, but she was right around the corner of the hall there, and. And then she looked at me, and I looked up at her, and she says, "Oh, thank you." She just, you know, she formed the words with her mouth, "Thank you," because, you know, a lot of people, a lot of guys, they just, they're not going to get the help, they're not going to get the work, and if they don't, then they literally, and I see them dropping off, you know, quite a few each year. They're just dropping off, and they didn't have to. They could have stretched it out another 5 or 10 years just by being lean and clean.
They're eating themselves to an early grave.
Stop poisoning
yourself with food. As silly as that sounds, that's what you're doing. You can't buy something with 80 ingredients in a label and kid yourself and say, "That's good for me." Sorry, no way.
That's exactly right. So, you know, and again, the last time we had a little health, seminar over the air, I had just dozens of people called in for my how to regain, sustain, and maintain optimum health past 40, 50, 60, and 70. And that's always there for you if you want to. I can always send those out. Sometimes it takes me a couple days to catch up with all the emails. But I would love to see every person have a fantastically healthy life. And that way they can laugh and they can climb the stairs and they can go swimming and they can ride a bicycle and they can take a hike with their loved ones, their spouse or whatever, and not be worried about having a massive heart attack or having an AFib and throw a clot to the back of their brain and take out their lives. The best life you can live is to be healthy right up until the last day and then just keel over and die. And that would be the best way to have your life instead of, you know, going to the hospital and being stuck on all the drugs and all the everything else that goes with it. You want to maintain your own health first And that health is in your hands, and it's in your knowledge base right now. So anyway, definitely get yourself up to that banner on rinse.com, and you can really take advantage of Bio Superfruit, Allicin C, and, of course, C60 Power. So my highest recommendations.
Thank you, Frosty. All right.
Yes, sir.
Now,
well, you're helping the world be much healthier. Yeah, you're really helping the world become much healthier because, again, the American citizenry are completely, obviously, from just the obesity of all of our children, the diabetes that's absolutely rampant in this society. Certainly, autism has gone from 1 in 10,000 births, and now it's like 1 in 30, 36 or 31. That shouldn't be happening, and the reason is because we're just poisoning the living daylights out of our bodies and poisoning our lungs from all the, you know, the heavy metals in the air and all the chemicals in the air. And again, for those of you who don't realize it, you want to have purified water. You want to get water that's purified, reverse osmosis, put a machine in your, but make sure you get clean, because the average tap water in this country, 5 to 10 different contaminants are in the average tap water in this country. Trace amounts, whatever, they're still there. And you want to stay away from all that kind of water, because it's going to do damage to your body. And you're in charge of that. And that's the key. You're in charge.
Empowerment, self-empowerment.
Yep.
That's what they don't want. They want you to look at something, hear about something, and do it. Look at these beautiful food commercials. Wow, they look like fun. Everybody's happy. They're also beautiful. If you eat that kind of food, you're going to be happy and beautiful. No, you're going to be ugly and sick. That's what's going to happen to you. Nobody looks pretty when they're 20, 40 pounds, 50 pounds overweight. That's not beauty.
It is not, and it's so unhealthy. And it's so funny because there was an ad that I saw because I watched the news at night. There was an ad and it said, these cereals are going to, you know, they're great. And it's got Tony the Tiger and that, you know, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes is nothing but sugar. And then it's got Fruit Loops, which is sugar and dyes.
Oh, FD&C food colors and dyes.
Right. So you really got to read those labels and really spend all of your money in the produce section. You notice there's no special anything about produce section except there's the organic and then the stuff that's sprayed. Stick in the organic section and get the organic tomatoes. Get the organic avocados. Get the organic bananas, organic apples.
Always buy organic, even if you have to buy less. And if you buy less, you'll probably lose a little weight along the way. So just get organic. Even if it's not 100% going to be organic, it'll be close, and in most cases it will be organic. So bend every advantage your way. You have to.
Right, and put Monsanto and Dow Chemical, just put them out of business. And the way you do that, Stop buying any foods that are chemically raised and sprayed and or injected into the soil. That's the key. We really are in charge of what our nation's health is by what we're buying right there in the supermarkets across the country. Because in the end, those supermarkets are just putting foods out that you buy. If you don't buy those foods, they won't put them out. If you don't buy, it's like I go into King Supers or I go into Whole Foods. They've got poison raspberries sprayed, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, and strawberries. And they've got green on the organic, and they got the yellow on the sprayed. And I'm sitting there going, and I think I've said this before, I've asked Whole Foods, I said, why don't you put a bottle of, you know, a can of Roundup right above all the sprayed fruits, those blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. I guarantee you, and you just say, these fruits have been sprayed with Roundup, nobody would buy them. But most Americans don't realize that all those fruits are contaminated, so go to the green ones, or the green label, which is organic. And then you'd put those sprayed vegetables, and you'd put all the sprayed fruits completely out of business, and then get Monsanto completely out of business along with Dow Chemical, and our country would be so much better off because our health would be and so improved that we would save millions, billions, even trillions of dollars because everybody's healthy. Yeah,
you're
because
right.
people would be healthy.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
They don't want us to be healthy, Frosty, or they
That's true. Big Pharma doesn't want... Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Big Pharma does not want us to be healthy, because Big Pharma wants to sell you drugs that you get hooked on for the rest of your life, pretending to solve a problem in your gut or a problem in your circulatory system or whatever, when all those drugs do is mask the problems and solve nothing. So you have to solve it. Use your knowledge.
Yes, sir. Okay,
yes, sir.
What do we want to talk about in our last half hour here? Anything in particular?
Well, you know, I gave you three choices. What do you think would be worthwhile?
They're all good. I think, hold on here. I want to look at this one again. Why are we devolving America's Western culture? Can we save ourselves? I honestly wouldn't put it on us. I think we're being forced to devolve it. We're being enticed into devolving it. But it's not anything an intelligent adult would do voluntarily. We are living in a world of abject control, and it is so despicable. The intricacies, the sophistication, the technology being deployed against us, that has been deployed in many cases, that is 10, 20 years ahead of what they've announced. They won't tell you. They're not going to tell you what they have and they're using against you. You have to be on your toes. And I know most of you listening are. You wouldn't be listening to this program.
That's true.
We are at a terrible disadvantage. The great mass, the majority of America, and whatever country you're living in, the majority of your people as well, are generally speaking under the boot of international pharma, chemical, and how do you describe media? Satanic media? It's the same thing. The same tools are used around the world to control people, to influence people, to program people to do what they want us to do. And it's getting to be more sophisticated all the time. The technology they're using and that is deployed against us is staggering. And now with, I hate to say it again, now with AI, you better buckle up your seatbelts and you better start paying attention. Look at that road in front of you real carefully. Don't be looking around. Don't be listening to stuff. Think. Use your head. Otherwise, it's no contest.
You know, it truly is. You know, and one of the things, go on to YouTube and Victor Davis Hanson, who's one of the finest historians I've ever listened to and or read.
Very good. Yeah.
He's put out a new video. It's about 29 minutes long. I would highly recommend it. And he says, I think the title was, "You Just Can't Believe What They're Doing." And you can go back into the last, 5 years.
That's a great title.
Yeah.
You can't believe what they're doing, but they're doing it.
Yeah, you can't believe what they're doing. And the media, the mainstream media, even Jake Tapper, who's really a phony journalist.
Oh,
I mean,
he should.
You know, if you're going to be a commentary writer, in other words, an editorial writer, and I give a lot of factual commentaries out, and I try to give a balance to them, but sure as heck don't hide anything. And the one thing that Jake Tapper did for all the years that Biden was in office was hide everything he knew and everything the mainstream media knew
Joe
Biden had Alzheimer's.
He's just as guilty as Biden. He was participating. He was an accessory to the crime of hiding mental incompetence.
That's right. And so was, was it Corinne Pierre, whatever her name was. Same thing. She was an accomplice.
Jean-Pierre or something, whatever it was.
Jean-Pierre. And then Jill Biden, totally, in her own lust for power and personal enhancement. Jill Biden's one of the biggest criminals in the United States history because she literally made sure that they hid everything about what was going on with Joe Biden. And if you go back through any of my commentaries in the last several years, I stated it. I said Joe Biden's got Alzheimer's, and that's absolutely what he has. He's got Alzheimer's. It's funny how they say his mental decline, all this other dementia, and all that. He's got Alzheimer's. He's had Alzheimer's, and he's had it for five years. Right. It comes on. And so, yeah, all those people that were doing the auto pens, we're talking about a scandal that makes it's 100 times worse than
Watergate. Well, the whole presidency
Watergate.
Was illegitimate.
Oh, totally illegitimate. Yeah. So we, the American people, we have been given an extraordinary constitution. I mean, if you look back 250 years, 1776, and when it was passed, 89. Was I think the Constitution was passed right there in 1789 by all these smarts, the incredibly intelligent men and their wives.
Wise men, yes.
Yeah, wise. I mean, wise, incredible. You know, and obviously they all had their own flaws. I mean, if you read John Adams, he was worried about his legacy, and he was pompous, and he was this, that, and the next thing. And then, of course, Thomas Jefferson had his struggles because he had six children with Sally Hemings, and then he shipped them all back to France, I think it was, and he had his struggles with migraine headaches.
Did he end up staying in France? I didn't know they all went.
Yeah, all six went. Yeah, I was at Monticello last year again for the third time, and the Dozen, she just spelled it out. I said, well, I thought he had about two kids or three kids with Sally Hemings, and she says, no, he had six, and then he was either embarrassed or whatever he was, and he sent them all back to France. And you know, and right now there is a line of Jeffersons, and there's the African American Jeffersons that are under Sally Hemings, and then you have Martha had the one daughter that survived, and then you have all the Caucasian Jeffersons, and they celebrate their lineage every year or so, I guess. So anyway, George Washington, he had all of his faults and so forth and so on, but boy, when those guys got together and put, and John Adams was and Madison was the great parliamentarian.
Yes.
And and Madison really was the one who put that Constitution together, and obviously, Ben Franklin was beyond, he's the Leonardo da Vinci of North America, essentially. And he was the one that said, hey, we got a compromise here. So we're really standing on the shoulders, and we're enjoying this extraordinary Constitution. Whereas all these kids today, they're all screaming and yelling and marching around and raising hell and all the stuff. They wouldn't even get away with that kind of stuff if they were sitting over there and someplace like Saudi Arabia or in Qatar or in Russia or any other, but certainly in China, you don't have a chance, because dictators they kill you. That's what they do. They kill you. Whereas we have extraordinary rights.
That's right.
They kill you. They don't mess around. You do not step out of line in China. You don't step out of line there in Russia. I mean, obviously, Putin's killed off two or three of his rivals. He poisoned them to death. Now, the last one, what was it, just last year? They put him down. I forget what his name was. Navalny?
I can't remember.
Anyway, so
they kill people
we're so
here,
blessed.
Frosty, the same way. But they don't make a formal state spectacle of it like the Chinese do occasionally. They sentence somebody to death and they kill them. Over here, it's through all kinds of very clever manipulation of people, poisoning them. They can cause a heart attack from distance now with EMF weaponry. They kill people here a lot, too. That's the point.
Yeah. Well, again, it was George C. Patton, General George Patton, World War II, the general.
He had
the white handled six shooter on his hip.
Yeah.
And he said, and I'm quoting, "A politician is the lowest form of life on earth." Unquote.
Well, I concur.
I concur 100%.
There are a few exceptions, but not many.
Yeah,
not
there's.
Many
there's
at all. Patton was a very honorable, honest man. He told the truth.
Yeah. He had, and the ending of his life was tragic. But boy,
they killed him, Frosty. There's another one they killed. They killed James Forrestal, our first Secretary of Defense.
Right. Forrestal, right.
He didn't have that particular title, but he was, in effect, our first Secretary of Defense. They threw him out of Bethesda. Four stories up, I forget. They killed him. He knew too much. He knew about Roswell. He wanted to come clean about Roswell. General George Patton said at the end of the war, he says, we defeated the wrong enemy.
That's
He wanted to go after the communists. He knew they were
the big
problem.
He wanted to go over, Russian communism. That's exactly right.
I don't know.
So we can count our blessings on that, you know. And I guess what I want to do is count my blessings, because one of the things that I got really emotional about on Sunday night when I wrote the piece that's up on Rents right now, it's called My Father, the United States Marine. And I would ask anyone and everyone to appreciate that the greatest generation, every one of those boys that, and all the women that flew airplanes and Rosie the Riveter and you name it, they went against the Nazi aggression, and they changed the course of history. And my dad was one of them. He fought in the South Pacific, Iwo Jima and Okinawa, and virtually most of his company got killed, and fortunately he lived, and that's why I'm here. My dad met my mom at a barn dance in Reed City, Michigan, and she was from Leroy, Michigan, just 10 miles away. And my mom was part of the Rosie the Riveters, too, working in Detroit, Michigan, during the war. And, you know, when all these guys came back, and, you know, that's where the baby boomers came from. And it's been a very, how can I say, a life lived beyond all imagination with opportunities bursting throughout the United States.
You've lived the lives of a dozen people. Easy. Things you've done, maybe more, maybe 100 people. I don't know. Yeah. Frosty Wooldridge has lived the fullest life of anyone I've ever known. Period.
Thank you.
Ever.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, you set the example. You are the example of what one man or woman can do if they get the vision. And you got it.
And I'm always thankful for that. My father was a Master Sergeant Howard Wooldridge, born in Reed City, Michigan. Back in the year 1918, joined the Marine Corps immediately after December the 7th. He gave up his baseball scholarship to Western Michigan University. Hitler and Japan and that war to end all wars stole my father's youth, his scholarship, his education, and his life. He punched through the Marine Corps boot camp training to become, I think he went to Pendleton, to become an infantryman heading into the South Pacific.
Wow.
And they send you to wherever they need, infantry people to fight the wars. And U.S. Marines they accompanied the Navy. Marines were part of the Navy, and they would fight, and the Navy would sail. And anyway, for those of you who don't know what the term infantry came from, the Romans always thrust the youngest kids, the infants, onto the front lines to be killed in action and battle. And that's how the word infantry entered the world.
I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah. And it hasn't changed to this day. Old men start wars that kill young men by the thousands and into the millions. And I give you an example. Russia's 70-year-old Vladimir Putin has now killed well over 200,000 kids on both sides of the Ukraine war that Putin started, for whatever his reason and why the... And again, in a dictatorship like that, the masses can't do anything. They'll throw them in jail. And as soon as there was Russian kids and Russian moms and dads that 3 years ago that marched against Putin, they were put down so fast, locked up in prison, and there was no more demonstrations against Putin.
Let me, if I might, Frosty, just put some history behind that a little bit. It's not quite that simple. Caused the entire thing. 2014, Vicki Nuland, and I forget her sidekick, had $5 billion, and they went to Ukraine, and they set up the apparatus, the color revolution, that overthrew the legitimate government of Viktor Yanukovych, who had to flee to Russia for safety. And the Americans overthrew the government. We installed Zelensky eventually, and he's part of the international tribe. He's just another player. And he was the one from 2014 until 3 years ago, 2022, 2023, when the war started, that actually was responsible for the deaths of over 15,000 Ukrainian civilians in the Donbass. That's why they all voted to join Russia. They got sick of it. It was all Zelensky. So anyway, it's a long story, but the Russians have lost at least 100, 150,000 young men and women dead, but the Ukrainians have lost over a million.
Oh, geez.
A million now. It's over a million on the Ukraine side. So altogether, we're talking about 1.3 million, maybe more. It's way up there. And we are, Trump is, Biden did, still supplying all the munitions, all the technical coordinates, all the targeting, all the intel to Ukraine to fight Russia. And sooner or later, the Russians are going to get sick of it. It's just human nature. And God only knows what will happen then. This is not you and I, Frosty, or our listeners. This is being done on a level that we have no direct control over. But I just wanted to say that, get that out there.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, and I do appreciate enough of that. I understand it. And again, for me, former Army, and I've said it many times, you can be strong, you can be tall, you can be short, you can be highly educated, you can be trained, you can be slow, you can be fast, you can be all these things. But in war, if a bullet or a bomb has your name on it, you're out of here. And for me, just why humanity keeps going on with all these different wars and killing each other off like this, it just shows me that we remain the savage naked ape. You know, Robert Audrey wrote, I think it was Territorial Imperative and the naked ape, and you sit here and you go, why do we do this? Why do we take away from a young man or a young lady their lives, the chance to get married, the chance to have kids, the chance to work, the chance to celebrate.
Haven't we evolved past that yet? No,
we're not.
We haven't.
You know, and it's funny. One of the things is most upsetting to me as just somebody who's been through all of this stuff is that if you go to the movies today, you see the most negative movies out there. I mean, you've got robots killing each other. You've got humans out killing each other. You've got horror movies that are just scare the living daylights out of you. You've got Saving Private Ryan. You got Band of Brothers. You got Fury and all those war movies. But one of the things that they never talk about, they never give you a real taste of what it's like to kill another human being. And I got to see blood and guts through the Vietnam War myself, body bags, amputees, napalm, you name it. I got to see it first up and just horrific. And so why we keep doing this kind of thing, I do not know. And I'm just sad for all of humanity, for all of these wars. And
It's a tragedy. We have not evolved as a species. We're called Homo sapiens, but I don't know where the intelligence went. It's been abraded and abrogated by the mass media. I mean, we've been when you got your young people, I mean, under 40 and under, let's say. Gen Z is now, I think, 30 and under. It's close to 30, maybe 29.
Right.
7 hours a day is my projection, 6 to 7 hours a day on their cell phones, social media. What the hell is that? That's not life. That's not reality. What is it? It's a construct they want you addicted to. And boy, do they've got it figured out.
Well, they certainly do. And I want to share this story of my youth because I think it's important. For certain, when I survived boot camp back there in 1968, I figured I was a dead man walking because I knew I would be shipped out to Vietnam. And so why was that? Why did I feel that way? Well, if you and I ever meet, on the street, and I've had people come on. Are you Frosty Walters? Yeah. Hey, I've read you on Rents. I've heard you on Rents for years. You know, and it's like holy catfish. You know, but you know, because I go to the major places to see Yosemite and all the national parks or Glacier, and all of a sudden somebody comes up and
that's
that's
really
me.
Nice
all right.
To hear that people recognize you. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's an honor, really. But if you and I ever meet and you shake my hand, you will notice a gold peace ring on my right pinky. My college roommate, and I'm just going to say, his name is Phil. I won't go any further than that. But my college roommate, who was drafted right out of our room at Michigan State University, stopped by to see me before he shipped out to Vietnam back in 1968 as an infantryman. This guy could do an Iron Cross. He could bench 425. He was so strong and just a great guy. And we were best friends and we lifted weights together. And, you know, it was a fantastic situation where we shared our college experience with. Anyway, he said, "Frosty, I bought this peace ring for you. And if I get back, we'll go drink a beer and laugh about it. And if I don't get back, wear this peace ring and be a man of peace the rest of your life," unquote. Well, the Viet Cong killed him in a firefight within 3 months of Vietnam. I've worn that peace ring on my little pinky since 1968. Phil has traveled all over the world with me. His memory lives with me as an infant that never got to live his life. When I visit the Vietnam War Memorial Wall there in Washington, D.C., I place my hand on his name and I cry my guts out. And now you know why I vomit at the thought of Robert McNamara or Lyndon Baines Johnson or General Westmoreland, because they kept that war going for you know, all those 10 years from 65 right through 75 and killed off 58,000 infants and then 2.3 million Vietnamese, you know, civilians and soldiers and so forth. So, yeah, I'm sitting here looking at this peace ring right now. It's on my little pinky finger. And so Phil's been with me since 1968. He stood on the South Pole with me. He certainly stood on the Wall of China. He scuba dived all the oceans with me. And I'm hoping that in some way he's been able to see the world with me, or at least his spirit. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's pretty emotional. You know, and so anyway, you know, I look back and my dad, you know, ripped out of his college years at Western Michigan University, ripped out of a baseball scholarship. Anyway, he remained in the Marine Corps after he got back, and he survived out there in the South Pacific. And I became a service brat.
I can
tell you some of the stories. My dad was in a company that virtually everybody was killed. There's only about 10 of them out of the whole company. Company of 160. That's four squads and a platoon, 10 each. But anyway, brat. Everybody say, "Oh, you're a service brat." Many think that the service brat are brats. Well, instead, it stands for British Regiment Attached Traveler. In other words, my brothers and I were dependents, and we got called brats, but that's where that word came from. And we traveled every 3 years to a new duty station in the USA and abroad. And by the time I was 18, I had seen most of the USA and out of the country, and so it was incredible. But one of the things my dad did, because he loved kids, he was a baseball he would create baseball leagues and football leagues. And he umpired ball games, and he wrote up the games in the sports pages. Maybe that's where I got my journalistic background. And even was awarded a huge general citation for his work with youth. And so he brought up all my siblings to become decent, educated, athletic, and contributing citizens of America. We stood for the flag on the base at the sound of taps. We attended church, and we did our best on the athletic field. And I can tell you this, I am proud to be the son of a United States Marine. He and my mother brought all of us kids up to be good American citizens. And we're all, we've all made our parents proud. And so, yeah, anyway.
I'd say you have times 10, you bet.
Yeah, and great. I'm thankful for that. So for those of you who appreciate this column, at the end, there was at my dad's funeral, the preacher said the human body lasts less than a century, and a man's achievements, good and bad, endure to infinity. This, then, is the result of fatherhood and friendship, memories that survive the ages. In the eyes of the people that knew Wooldridge, he shall remain a man of limitless courage, iron determination, and a monumental sense of humor and compassion, unquote. So God bless you, Dad. Semper Fi from your sons. And God bless the United States Marine Corps. Bless every man and woman who served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Marines. The very best to every man and woman who has served America from Valley Forge all the way to the present day. And that's my daddy. And my daddy was a Marine. And I'm
thank you, Frosty.
Really proud to be his son.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
He's there. He's there.
He's there.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows.
Good night, my friend. You take care.
Talk soon. I will. Thanks, sir. Good night.
Frosty Wooldridge, and I wasn't kidding about, he has lived the lives of many, many others. The things he's accomplished. How many other people would it take to come close? It's remarkable what we can do if we get motivated. Be right back. Hold on.